Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It looks a certain way, and you know, to everybody, and everybody doesn't know all the details, and so you go into that, and you look at the stats, and you look at all these, you know, percentages, and whoop-de-doo, right?
Whoop-de-doo is fantastic. We just need to isolate that. Thanks to Caleb Williams for saying whoop-de-doo. Thanks to Herb Howard for joining us in studio for a whole hour. That was so much fun.
The wolf,
whoop-de-doo, right?
That was fantastic. Thanks to Danny Parkins. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to our crew, Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, yet again doing great work. Thanks to Brandon Fryer. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis doing work as well. Marshall Harris. Thanks to everybody who texted, who called, and who was on the Twitch mob with us and the YouTube stream. And thanks for just hanging out. And thanks again to Nishan Wright for yesterday. That was a wonderful conversation. And it was great to talk to him. He says he wants to be here. So if you want Nishan Wright to be here, I'm just telling you to help pick up the relay, okay? Let's take that baton and take it somewhere.
So it went well, huh?
It was great. Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel are here. It really did. I mean, he said, he's like, I like Chicago. We've got a lot of family connections here. He would like to stay here. And I was like, well, we can at least get something going, like campaign-wise. Goodness knows he's added to this team.
I think he's got a really good chance of getting offered a contract. I think they really like him. I think Dennis likes him. Thinks Ben likes him. He's gotten better since he's been here. And I think they also have another cornerback going into the final year of his deal who might be trade bait.
And on top of that, like the amount of support that he's been shown by that locker room and the organization – it's been key. Like, I think that we've talked about it. Like, both shows, I think, have really discussed it. But I think that when it's said and done, we will look back at the Kevin Byard signing and be like, man, you talk about added value. Like, it's not just like the Justin Turner thing where he's there for emotional support.
No, he's going to be first-team All-Pro.
Right. He's got a chance to be an All-Pro on top of being the emotional stability in your defensive backfield.
For sure. For sure. Every conversation I have about the Bears, on air or off, ends up coming back to the coaches for me. Because it's like we haven't lived in this reality. Dennis Allen is so damn good as a defensive coordinator. It's crazy. He might have been overmatched as a head coach, and I heard horror stories from every stop of his head coach time. But like him as a defensive coordinator, that's a dude who truly is interested in getting the best 11 on the field, just full stop. I'm just going to get my best guys out there. What he does with a healthy Tyreek added in is going to be interesting, the way he splits up all the stuff, whether he uses all the linebackers or not, and what he's getting out of Nashawn Wright, what he's getting out of everybody. He's a pretty damn good coach.
Well, I think also I mentioned this earlier. Nashawn Wright told me yesterday in our Football After Dark panel that Tyreek Stevenson was the one who motivated him against the Vikings, his former team. You know, he asked for his release from that team. And then also the week that his beloved head coach passed from Laney College, and he said, you should go out there and get two interceptions for Coach Beam in this game.
Hmm.
And that was something that he shared, was Tyreek was the one who really cool. wanted to hype him up. And Kevin Byard he mentioned too, but that gives you an indication as to the camaraderie and just the feelings amongst each other in that secondary in that locker room.
It's good to have all of those things, and it's good to be in this place where the games mean something and they're fun and the banter is fun and it's cool. And also, I'm seeing breaking news about Giannis. I think his future might be on the west side of Chicago. Who's with me?
Giannis to the United Center.
You know what would be helpful to that?
Picks?
Maybe an unprotected first rounder.
Yeah.
From New Orleans. That might help to that end. That might help to their end.
It might help, Marshall.
Yeah. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news on that front.
It's no, that's
cool.
Me.
Desmond Bane only got four first rounders.
They're going to regret that Derek Queen thing. They're going to really regret it. They're already regretting
it. Well, they regret it either way.
Yeah, either way.
Either not taking him or not taking the pick that was offered for him, if indeed.
And you know, you get another pick later in the round. So, yeah. That's how that works.
You seen the Zion news in New Orleans? Like, that thing's going from bad to worse.
Yeah, that's too bad because he did all the things that people asked him to do.
Lost the weight.
Yeah, lost the weight, and it's just his body's broken.
As long as we're touching on random NBA nuggets.
Let's do it.
How about Chris Paul at 3 in the morning?
We were talking about this.
Chris Paul at 3 in the morning.
They Lane Kiffin'd him.
They really did. So left his ass on the tarmac. It must have got ugly on the flight, right? Must have got ugly on the flight. Like, I know what I'm doing. You guys aren't using me, but whatever it was, whether he wants to be management, because they said they're going to help him with the next step of his career.
And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I have been let go.
The news that's, you know, developing story that he apparently hadn't spoken with the head coach in weeks.
That's not good.
And requested a meeting with the head coach, Tyronn Lue, and he said no. That seems like an indicator of where this is headed. Just one man's opinion.
Yeah.
I always wondered if there would be enough ball on a team with Chris Paul and James Harden, and I was incorrect until I was ultimately correct.
That whole thing has just been one big disaster.
You heard Kawhi the other day talking about what needs to change. Like, well, you need more talent.
Like, you're supposed to be the talent.
You're the talent.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
Remember that whole, like, they cut some corners and kind of, like, bent some rules for you thing?
It's crazy that the apex, in my opinion, of Chris Paul's career is when he had the Warriors down 3-2 in the playoffs. The Rockets, all they had to do, one more game, and that team could have gone because that Warriors team ended up going, and they blew the 3-2 lead, and it's been downhill for Chris Paul ever since.
It really has.
Everybody on that team.
Yeah. When you really add it up, James Harden, I mean,
GM?
NBA life is rough, man.
It is.
You can be really good. You can be a future Hall of Famer. Not that the NBA and the Basketball Hall of Fame is a thing that's hard to get into when you look at historically compared to the other Halls of Fame.
It's true.
That's neither here nor there. But you can really have a Hall of Fame career and just be on the end of some mess. That is some mess that Chris Paul is attached to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to the positive stuff.
Yeah,
back to the whoop-de-doo.
Yes.
Can we touch on whoop-de-doo for a minute? Caleb Williams, hell yeah. I mean, I like ballyhoo. I like nonsense, but whoop-de-doo. I mean,
and
good for
it. Right?
Yeah, whoop-de-doo. So what is whoop-de-doo? Whoop-de-doo is like numbers and like other ways you can contextualize something. That's what he was talking about, the whoop-de-doo?
Well, he said he was making specific reference to, I think, the completion percentage aspect of it, because, you know, the 70 had been thrown out there, not by us, but by his head coach. And he's like, you know, you can look at the whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I haven't heard whoop-de-doo in a long time. And I don't think I've ever heard it from someone of that age.
Yeah, someone who's 23 years old. Caleb's grandfather probably used the word.
That's where he got it from.
Caleb's going to drop a keister. It's coming up soon in the next couple of weeks.
That would be great.
So Midwest.
What old-timey word do we want Caleb to say next?
Keister. I fell on my keister.
It's like, what's your favorite old-timey word?
Barbecue count for me.
Yeah.
Butter pecan? Yeah, maybe that's it.
That is an old-timey word.
Mm-hmm. I heard you guys talking a little bit about that as I was driving.
Are you a
in.
Butter pecan guy?
No.
Okay.
It's not for me.
Thank you.
But, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. And now it's trying to move away from its roots and its history. But no, I will tell you, and they don't pay me, and I'm not asking them to pay me. Jenny's chocolate ice cream tastes like luxury.
Oh, luxury.
Like, I was sitting there going, I think it's called the milkiest chocolate ice cream. I think that's the name of it. It tastes like luxury, Marshall. Like, I sat there and I was like, oh my God, like, this is what rich people eat.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't even know if rich people do, if they even like ice cream. But then again, Michael Jordan does.
But you eat it, so I think we're...
No. No. No, Marshall.
Lawrence has no cash drains. I mean, children. I'm sorry.
Is that what we're calling now? Cash drains?
That's part of it.
Wow.
That is hilarious, but also true.
It's so true. Hey, speaking of 70% completion percentage, by the way.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to the stats.
Do you have any quarterbacks in the NFL
currently
throwing for 70% right now in the NFL?
Well, last year it was 4 total. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there was 4 last year. There was 3 the year before.
I'm going to go with 2.
No.
I'm going to go with 3. Is it Stafford and May and somebody else?
It is only Drake May.
Whoa.
Not even
Jared Goff right now?
No.
Not even Matt Stafford?
Drake May is the only qualified quarterback completing more than 70% of his passes. He also leads the NFL with 3,412 passing yards.
Without a 300-yard game.
Yeah, that's the weirdness.
But that guy, I saw this the other day. That was Monday night, was his 6th game in which he has completed 75% of his passes and had 2 touchdown passes. 6 games like that. That ties Matt Ryan for the 3rd most ever in a season behind a Tom Brady year and Jared Goff last year. Brady and Ryan both won MVP in those seasons.
Look, Josh McDaniels should never be anyone's Woo! Head coach ever again. Woo! But as far as offensive profile and coordination of offense,
without a doubt. But man, that kid is putting every opportunity throw on point and not turning it over. It is crazy how good and efficient he is. He's going to win the MVP in his second year in the league.
But you know what's crazy about all of this stuff, Speaks? Isn't it great that Look at you giving credit to Drake May.
And yep. I'm not necessarily sitting here jealous.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, he's...
Oh, but you're a little bit jealous.
A little bit. Maybe, but...
Because I bet he could manage a game for the best running team in the NFL as well. But I bet he could do that.
When you see what's going on with Bo Nix and you see what's happening with Drake May, you look at the Bears 9-3 record and you go, everything's going to be all right.
I do think everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Right?
Running for mayor of Worrytown? I will crush you.
You know where I am? I'm in the same place that I think Ben is with the quarterback, where I'm praising the stuff that I see and praising the good stuff. But let's be honest about what you need and what's got to get better as well. That's all. I think Caleb's doing a great job. I love the way that Ben talked about it yesterday, like giving him credit for taking the stigma away from the idea of managing the game. The game manager doesn't mean that you're Chad Pennington or Kyle Orton necessarily.
Trent Dilfer. I'll be the guy. Hey, Speaks.
Yo.
Do you wish the Bears had taken Drake May with the number one overall pick?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to get it out there. I felt like you were trying to get it off your chest.
Breaking you needed news someone to help you along. Brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years serving delicious food and creating memories.
Caleb is still a work in progress.
Are you already
Drake
of the
May's
belief?
He's going to win MVP.
Are you already of the belief that Drake May's ceiling is higher than Caleb Williams' ceiling?
That's a good question. No, not necessarily.
Just trying to walk you through this to get you back. Maybe not so far gone down
maybe
the road
not,
as you seem to have already been.
That's a good way to think about it because Caleb still has a lot of work to do to get to his ceiling.
I do know that you firmly believe that if Drake May was the quarterback for the Bears this season, you'd be planning a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd be very comfortably talking about, but the Bears still could. They absolutely still could.
And that's where I'm
trying
to get you to come on back down.
Those odds have been cut more than in half, right? Because I think early in the season, you could get the Bears at 66-1 to win the Super Bowl. And now I think that number is 30-1 for them to win the Super Bowl.
Significant odds change. I'm just glad I jumped on board with the plus 10.5 early on when they were like 2-2.
Your prediction market skills are
well, they're hit and miss. They're hit and miss. I've missed a couple.
Value prediction though, like there's a market for that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm looking at the flavor. I believe it is called milkiest chocolate.
Yes,
which is not the same as the darkest chocolate.
No, but it's milkiest chocolate. It is. It tastes like luxury. I'm not kidding. Like they have a bunch of great flavors there. And I love a bunch of their different flavors, but the milkiest chocolate is, I think, my favorite ice cream, period.
It tastes like this. The description, according to Jennys.com, an ultra-lush milky chocolate like a fine Swiss bar. Evaporated milk imparts concentrated milkiness and delightful chewiness.
I will say this. You are my luxury connoisseur, because I know... If you say it's luxury, it must be, because I know
Marshall.
Only the best from Lawrence.
Have you ridden in the Blackmobile?
I have not.
Let me tell you a little something.
Boy!
There's some luxury involved in that, that vehicle?
It's like Uber Black.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
But riding in the front seat of an Uber Black.
Here's the thing. Marshall, and I think you know this too, Speaks. Lawrence likes to have fun with the contrast of his friend Afia's high classery.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But little do we realize, Marshall and Speegs, there might also be high classery among us.
Oh, I understand that. It was never a doubt in my mind.
I don't know. Like,
just a
like
poor
Lawrence,
black man from Chicago South Side trying to make it in this world.
Lawrence, I think you already made it. Trying to illustrate the contrast between him and Afia, and I'm like, wait a second.
How was that?
We're talking about a lot of nice things right now.
How was that impromptu trip to San Diego, sir?
Oh!
It was on a budget airline.
Which budget airline is that?
He bought the airline just to play it safe.
Oh, you got that Bruce Wayne money, Dad. I bought the hotel.
Was he a secret billionaire this whole time? Was this the plot twist in Radiant Black that we were missing?
Nope.
We'd like to welcome our passenger and owner here on Spirit Airlines.
No, it's Soul Plane. That's what it is.
That's a quality of
San Diego.
After reading this milkiest chocolate description, it's all kind of coming together.
Yeah, now sometimes
it's really
you,
good. good.
You come across products like that, like over there at Boulevard Steakhouse, Joe Flom's place.
BLVD.
Yeah, BLVD. Hmm. They have a 50-50 mashed potatoes. It's 50% potatoes and 50% cream.
What?
And it tastes... It is unbelievably great.
You're telling on yourself, Classy McClasserson.
It is unbelievably
great. He
did
get a little excited.
So sometimes the product
description... I'm excited because I've never had it because I would never...
You know it's right around the corner.
I'm just going to Trader Joe's and get some chicken thighs and cook those up.
Well,
at the crib.
But at the same time, you That's know it's right around the corner from the Boulevard. In case you want to try that out, you just walk around the corner and the what was that called again? That flavor of ice cream we were discussing.
Jenny's is right down
chocolate.
The street.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right down.
It's
the
right
street.
There.
That's what friends have told me. They hang out in that area.
Friends have told you.
Yes,
the ones that you dine with.
Occasionally, usually pay.
Here's the thing about Jenny's. they're always making their own waffles. And it's a continuous greatest smell in the universe.
It really is.
Jenny's are they making homemade waffle cones?
You know what? I had never thought about that, but you're right.
That's what that smell is.
Like you walk in, you're like, hey, it's great in here.
I've never been someplace that smells better than this. And they're making their own waffle cones. It's unbelievable. It smells better than the ice cream even tastes. That's how good it is.
I don't know. The milkiest chocolate. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not going against Mr. Luxury.
They also have
Mr. Luxury.
Can't spell Lawrence or luxury without an L. Capital.
I think you guys are exaggerating a little bit.
Lawrence Holmes has just gotten himself a Blackmobile.
Yep. Lawrence Lux. How does that sound? Lawrence Lux.
I like that, actually. Yeah. That's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. The lifestyles of the Lawrence and the Lawrence.
I'm just out here trying
Lawrence,
to.
Luxurious.
Just a kid from Roseland. That's all.
Luxurious is great because it is one of those words. It sounds like it is like luxurious.
Luxury.
Marshall, I want you to try it and then tell me when you try it.
I'll take my regular taste buds and try something nice. Something on your level.
Have you ever taken a trip on your trip?
I don't think I have, honestly.
From a sunny locale in the winter to yet another sunny locale?
He's going to go like to the Caribbean and then like while he's on an island, go to a more private island. That I could see that happening. Look at his face right now. He's like, yeah.
You really did take a trip on your trip.
I did. I heard you like trips. We had a trip with the trip.
But a trip inside a trip.
The evidence is starting to pile up in a really strange way right now.
It's not
now.
To be ashamed of. Look, mm-hmm. I have bougie friends. I know bougie people.
I'm definitely not bougie.
What's the difference?
I'm not bougie.
But what's the difference?
The difference is like, for example, like if you said to me, Lawrence, here's a Dunkin' card, because we know you like donuts, I'd be like, thank you very much, because Dunkin' is awesome.
As opposed to a bougie person you think would reject the Dunkin' card?
There are a lot of donut connoisseurs who would. I am not one of those people. I am a man of the people.
No, this
is the thing.
Hold on. Ben Johnson is a man of the people.
Oh, that's true.
And with that, I'd like to thank the Wiener Circle for bringing hot dogs that are over there on the bar.
Yes.
They're man very of good. The people. They're delicious. It's an outstanding item. It really is, and the insults just kind of add to the joy, the insults of the humor and stuff. But man,
it just makes me mad. It still makes me mad.
I know.
The thing with like,
I know they didn't have to do it.
The Raiders and the broadcast team being like, we had Chicago hot dogs flown in.
Did you guys hear this? I made this bold proclamation that, of course, may be wrong, but hey, that's the gig. I think the Bears are not going to be subject to a Spiro Ditas game until the 2027 season
that's
is over.
That's too long. There's too many bad teams that'll be on.
That's what I said.
That's number five on the CBS depth chart. You're usually on Fox, and when you are on CBS, the Bears, with their market size and their relevance now, and probably at least being decent, if not this good, for the next couple years under Ben, I don't think you're going to get a Spiro Ditas game. I think we're saved for a couple of seasons.
What I think you're not taking into account is that Spiro could also just move up the depth chart.
He hasn't in a long time. He's been there a long time. Spiro's locked and loaded right where he is.
How do we feel about Adam Archuleta?
Arch
might climb and move, but like, or they might keep him together. I think Spiro was six on the depth chart at one point, and then he moved up to five. That's where he is. He's locked at five, in my opinion.
I think you're...
The real lack of flex is not even that. It's the fact that there's like three cameras. Like, we've checked all of our replay angle.
Angles. Singular.
Oh, great. Okay, there's been one. Sweet.
Yeah.
The other one is being shot with an iPhone 3G. Like, wait, what? I'm not saying any network does that. It's just a joke.
I just think that there's going to be a early on in the season,
a Tennessee Titans game.
Yeah, there's a.
I can see that.
You're like, oh,
that's what I'm saying. You can't avoid the trips to AFC cities. I know they don't do it strictly like that
and
anymore.
Sometimes they swap some of the NFC
that's what I'm
games.
Saying.
Yeah. I know.
Where it's like it's the Bears and the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't. I think they're gonna climb higher. They're gonna have Ian and JJ. And others.
Man, if that's the case.
The Bears and a 4-8 Jacksonville Jaguars team on a non-bye week.
Yeah. Hey, that's plus 25 Liam Cohen to you. Plus 2,500. Coach
Duval,
of the year.
Duval.
Is Ben the favorite at Coach of the Year?
No,
he is not. Vrabel.
Odds on Vrabel.
Oh, Vrabel.
We were trying to talk our way into Ben Johnson surpassing Vrabel, but I think he'd have to hope that
So wait a second.
I could do that, though. I think Ben actually deserves that over Vrabel. Did I mention Vrabel's quarterback stats earlier in transition?
Yeah, but you can say he's the guy who led him and helped him turn the page with his coaching hires.
But he's not the offensive guru. I mean, this is Ben getting this done while his quarterback is under 60%.
The Bears had 5 wins last year. Guess what? The Patriots had 4. I think that turnaround thing is a real thing.
Yeah, no, it is. Like, he's clearly turned around the culture and he's got everything going, but he also has a jewel of a quarterback who's going to win MVP.
And bizarrely, I think it's making America feel better about Josh McDaniels. Yeah, for some reason, that factor.
He knows how to do offense.
Yeah, but do you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, that guy that we liked, we can like again.
Guess what? He's going to get interviewed.
For
a head coaching job again?
He's going to get interviewed. I promise you.
There's retreads and then there's that.
I mean, Penn State's still looking for a coach.
I was just going to say it.
What?
Penn State. Hold on.
Still
hear
looking
me
for
out.
A coach.
They got nobody.
Joe Brady.
That is a poverty situation.
Dude, Penn State got played for leverage by BYU's head coach. That's amazing.
Guys,
strangely, though, I can see that.
No, but that's a BYU head coach who was a Lavelle Edwards mentee who went to BYU and was never going to leave. And he played Penn State for leverage.
I feel like Penn State and Tennessee are in similar situations where they have these legacy names and they have these legacy programs and they're in conferences where they think that they deserve that caliber. But the problem is, relative to everybody else, they might not be able to pay as much and they can't get that dude.
They're not going to be able to hire a coach that's half as good as the one they fired in October. And here's a bet I'll make if we're doing futures bets.
Oh, I love this.
I bet you that James Franklin will get Virginia Tech to the ACC championship faster than Penn State gets to a Big Ten championship.
Well, Penn State's not going to a Big Ten championship for a decade plus.
They're dead in the water, right?
I got one other name, one other option for Penn State. Ready?
Joe Brady.
Spiro Ditas. What do you think?
The slanders.
Here's what we're going to do on our show today. It is a Wednesday, and that means that we're going to turn the page, which is great, because we've kind of been slowly turning the page anyway to get to Bears, Packers, but we'll do that. John Kuhn is going to be on the show. Kuhn. No relation to Alex, apparently. We are also going to spend some time talking about Micah and Michael. Both of those guys we are going to discuss here on the afternoon show. Sammy P is going to be on the show because Spiegs wants to do a bet again.
It doesn't even have to be me. A bet that I have dreamed of is now available, and we're going to discuss it early, and Sammy P will follow up later.
And thanks to Circa for hooking us up with that.
Damn, Skippy.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. We are going to start, though, talking about rivalry, and we are going to talk about whether or not the head coach of the Green Bay Packers is lying when he says he doesn't care.
He is.
He is. He's totally lying. We'll explain after Tanny's Open next on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.